Welcome to episode 445 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps us to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is George, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander Travel agents Lindsay and Donna. Outlander travel agent Kristen recently visited Hawaii, and heck, why fly back when you can sail back? Kristen and her family sailed on Royal Caribbean's Quantum of the Sea from Honolulu to Vancouver, and she's here to tell us all about it. So let's get started. So that sounds good. And like my first three questions don't apply because we know why you picked that ship and that itinerary. So I'm sure there weren't a lot of options, was there?
No, they're actually, Ovation and Quantum were both cruising. Very similar itineraries, actually. Quantum just happened to be the one that was 10 nights versus Ovation was 9 nights. So what it boiled down to me was the dates. I wanted to get on Quantum because she's a little bit bigger than Ovation. So that was kind of that. And then they did kids sail free promo. I have a kid. So no brainer. It applied for those dates. And that is pretty much why Quantum won with the 10 night and then ending in Vancouver was pretty sweet. So, but the itineraries were very similar between those two.
So tell us a little about the itinerary.
So what we did was we started in Honolulu, ported out of there, and then they did an overnight in Maui. So we did one full day there, then stayed overnight, then another full day there, and then cruised to Kona. It's been a full day at Kona and a full day when I say they actually we were there till in the evening, which they said was kind of rare when we were on the island. They were surprised that we weren't boarding back at like 5 and 6 o'clock, but you could do the evening there. And then we left from there and we cruised for six full days to Vancouver. So plenty of time to explore the ship.
Wow. That sounds like a great itinerary, especially if it's a good ship.
Oh, it was incredible. Yeah, it was definitely one of those ships that you did not mind being on for 6 days because there was so much to do you could have missed if the itinerary was jam-packed with so many activities or so many ports of call, rather, I guess I should say. But, yeah.
Yep. So let's start with the first stop, which is Maui. What did you do there?
So because we had 2 full days, I wanted to have 2 different experiences. So we were able to go on a rainforest waterfall hike in Maui, which was absolutely amazing. I mean, probably one of my favorite excursions by far. Family, hands down, all of us enjoyed it for sure. We did book it through Royal Caribbean with their excursion planning. And basically, we got picked up in some buses. When you arrive in Maui, it's pretty much downtown. So you're able to see plenty of shops and restaurants and lots of fun things to do in the area there. But we took a bus and basically the tour guide takes you up to as part of the Road to Hana. It's one of the stops that you could take on the way there. And it's in a lovely forest area, I guess, if you will. They brought us our lunches. So when we get there, they give you backpacks. You choose a backpack. He says, please use mine because yours will get dirty. So we did. Backpack, mosquito repellent, ponchos, sandwiches, water, snacks for the day, all that stuff you kind of bag up with your hike expert, and they take you through the forest. We were in the forest for quite a while. I think it was like several hours where we really did hike. And not just like, we're hiking. Yay, these are beautiful. No, you were hiking, okay? And if you know me, that's a stretch. But so it was also at one point where we were walking through water that was up to our waist. So not for the faint of heart or somebody that's not adventurous, I would not do this, or somebody that can't walk, don't do this either. One point we changed from tennis shoes to water shoes, and then you're in water shoes. Gotta have good water shoes for the side, like the thick soils that can get wet. So we did that, and then they kind of take you back down. They take you up to a waterfall where you can go. Now, it rained the night before, so there was a lot of water, and the water was flowing very fast. And then they take you back down to another waterfall, to the Twin, I believe it's called the Twin Falls Water Park, a waterfall, rather. Sorry, I don't know why I keep calling it a water park, because it's a waterfall. I don't know. But in that area, you can actually swim and go behind the waterfall and look around. And that's where we had lunch. And then they take you back through. It was just incredible. I mean, we learned a lot about, you know, the different plants and nature and things like that. It was really great. We loved it a lot. The kids were very wowed by it, for sure.
So you got to see the backside of water in Hawaii?
We did, yes. We got to say that, what is it, the seventh wonder of the world or something? That's exactly what I thought of the whole time I'm there. Wow, the backside. I did. But it was just a really cool experience. The water was a little chilly for me, so I did not swim in it. But my husband, of course, did, and my son tried. But it dropped off as you got closer to the waterfall, and then you kind of could go on the other side of it and swim. But it was just really a cool experience, for sure. And then they took us back to the ship. And we walked around the town.
Kristen, how old is your son?
So my son is 14.
14.
Almost 15. Yep. So it was great. I mean, he carried a backpack, went through. He thought it was really cool. Now my 11-year-old was quite scared of walking through the water area. But our tour guide was like, hey, we're either going through that's rushing water, or we're going through this little cave right here. And we're like,
either or options, or neither one of them.
Yeah, there's one point where, because again, we had been there after it rained, he was like, okay, you can get your picture in front of this waterfall. It's a great backdrop, right? But the rushing water, it's like rapids. Like, do I need to get on a boat? Because it's rapidy here. But he was like, if you come slowly and stand, I'll get a great picture of you. Now, my 11-year-old said, no, thank you. I'll stand right here. With strangers. And it's a very small group of people, so it's really nice. I mean, there were maybe 10 to 12 of us just kind of hiking with our guide. It was lovely, for sure.
So how long was the overall excursion? It sounds like it was a really full day.
It was. I would say it was at least 6 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. So we probably were, I think we were in the forest for maybe 4 hours, 3 to 4 hours. I mean, it was an all-day thing. And that's what he said before we left. He's like, hey, it's going to be a long one. But again, don't wear the wrong clothing for it. Don't wear your good shoes. Don't wear sandals. Plan accordingly. Like, I had researched and looked and things like that and went, okay, we need tennis shoes. Okay, we need special walking water shoes that we can, you know, mess up.
Sturdy ones.
Yeah. Yes. And that was the only way we survived, because I was not going to get my tennis shoes, whatever, I didn't care about them. It's just I hate walking in wet shoes. And so I was like, I'm not walking in wet tennis shoes. So those went in the bag. And I was thankful for his backpacks, because again, he's like, get them dirty. Who cares? I don't care if it gets in the water. Okay.
I bet they were smart. If they were the kind that you returned, they probably had like air tags in there so they could find you guys.
I'm coming after you if you steal that Jan Sport. That's it. I'll pull one out from the closet. But it was really cool. That's what we did the first day in Maui. And again, because there are so many shops and little places to eat, there's plenty to do once you got back. Because it was an overnight, there were plenty of guests that kind of did, like, you could have done a sunset cruise. You could have eaten out in the town late in the evening, because really you did not have to get on board until like maybe 10 o'clock at night or something like that. So it was very, very late when they let people go out. That's cool. All these are tenders, by the way. We are not docking at a.
Oh, okay.
We are tendering. And on Quantum, you're tendering on a lifeboat. So yep. You're practicing. We're getting in the lifeboat. We're tendering over. So it was quite that was a fun experience to do that, for sure. But that was our first experience in Maui. Then after that, the next day we did go to a beach. I'm going to try to pronounce it, but I apologize. My Hawaiian is not the best. It's spelled K-A-A-N-A-P-A-I-L. Kyle.
Kanapali.
Thank you, Donna. I love you. Kanapali Beach. I still can't say right. So that was nice. It was just a basic beach break for us. So we were just able to kind of go enjoy the beach for several hours and come back. Now, the cool thing about that beach was that there were sea turtles that swam by our feet. I mean, like, what? Right? So everyone wants to see a sea turtle. So it was so cool. We were just out in the ocean playing. I always bring like a little water ball with us for the ocean. And so we're just out tossing the water ball, back and forth between us. And here's a turtle. hey, buddy. It was Crush coming by. So that was really cool. Now, of course, in Hawaii, they are very concerned about their animals and their forest and things like that. They want to be keep their everything safe. So you can't touch it, can't get really close to it. But if he swims by you, you just need to move back a little bit and just let him go, because he's going to go back away. But that was really cool. We kind of walked around the area a little bit. That's a great area if you're wanting to stay in Maui. It's got a lot of nice properties right there. So we kind of walked around and we could see some really nice resorts and things like that in that area to stay in. I think I've sent guests actually in that exact location before just to stay for the week. But it was beautiful. The beach was nice. The water was nice. It was just fun. We relaxed. We chilled that day.
That sounds really good. Okay, so the next day you looks like you were in Kona.
Yep. So then we left there. We went to coffee. Oh, we got coffee, George. It was not cheap coffee, but we got coffee.
No, it's not.
So I had this grandeur that I was, because we did the coffee tour. So this tour, we did an all day, like 9 hour start to finish tour. It was intense. Yeah. If we're going to go, we're going to go all out, right? That's me. So
yeah.
We leave and we did get to the Kona coffee place at part of our tour, which was great because you were able to understand more what it means to, why is it Kona coffee? What makes it so special? Well, they hand pick every single bean. So when I paid $50 for my pound of coffee, I was very thankful for those hands that picked every single bean. So that was really interesting to know that they have specific requirements for the Kona coffee in order for it to classify, or it does not classify as Kona coffee. So that was that was very interesting. We did buy some, of course. They did give us samples to try. It was a locally owned farm, so family supported. It was very nice. And the coffee was absolutely fantastic, for sure. And then what's that?
That's one of the reasons we always stop at Kona Cafe every time we're in Disney to get some Kona coffee.
Oh, I don't blame you. Yeah, I wish I would have bought more. Like we haven't started brewing it yet because I'm like, it's like prized possession or something. I can't understand the grandeur that I was bringing home a ton until I saw the price tag.
Did you get the unground so you could keep it longer?
Yeah, they don't even sell it at that particular farm. They didn't even sell it ground. So you had to get the full beans, of course, to do that. And our tour guide just happened to be like a coffee expert where she'd done coffee tours. And so she was super knowledgeable on the whole process. She even like helps in a farm to do it and things like wow. that. It was really interesting. Yeah. So she was very knowledgeable for sure.
That's always a good thing when you have a knowledgeable tour guide.
Absolutely. It can make or break the whole excursion, quite honestly.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yep. And she was fantastic. It could have been different if for our other one too, if the other guide hadn't been good, like our one in Maui, if he had not been doing a good job in the rainforest, it would have been terrible for sure. And then we did go to the national park that's there. And Donna, maybe you can help me with the name of it, because it's a long one.
Okay.
It's Hanahunahuna.
Sorry, can't help you with that one.
But my husband's getting ready to come in the house. He probably can say it.
He's like, let me spell it. It's 30 letters.
It seriously is like Phonauhonaun. I could keep going. George, I hope you can edit this part. Cause
okay, so it's Phonauhonaun.
Mm-hmm. That was really good,
that
George.
That was really good, George.
I buy it. I don't even know if that's how you're supposed to do it, but that sounds legit.
It's correct.
I Googled that with pronouncing it, spelled it out phonetically. So,
well, I was like Googling, how do you say, and then spell it, and then have it repeat.
It looks
so
like
if you want to say that word again, that's where we went.
Did you see succulents? Because it like comes up two or three times that.
Succulent?
Yeah, like what? Those the little plants that are called succulents. Yeah, they're like sort of like cactus.
The cactus family.
I guess you did. I guess. I don't remember seeing. Do you remember seeing a lot of succulents in the Hunahuna?
I don't know.
Maybe? I don't remember. Okay, so you know, Kona is like a lava. Like, it's a rock. I mean, it's because of the type of island that it is. I was kind of like, am I really going to like it? I absolutely fell in love with it. Like, I might would move there. It was absolutely gorgeous. Oh, wow. It, like, yeah. Because the mountains and just driving up in it, and it's so secluded, right? Because, like, the main island, the big island, is so busy. And Maui's becoming busy like that, too. And I feel like Kona was just still kind of, it's like a preserved, still a baby. Like, it's just a smaller, it's, I don't know, it's still kind of got that feel of just newness to it. So when you go up in the mountains, you're like, it's very private seeming and things like that. We loved that national park for sure. It was gorgeous. So it was a place of refuge is what it was started as. So there's a lot of history behind that park, which is why it's part of the national parks. But it's just a great place to go and explore and kind of learn more of the way the Hawaiian culture started and was, and how they would fight battles. And this place was considered a place of refuge for people to come and to heal and then be sent back out into the world. It was just very interesting. We got to walk through some of the areas that definitely looked like you were walking on hardened lava, I guess, lava rock. It was just beautiful for sure. The water's crystal clear, great to look through. And then there was actually salt that was there. So you could get salt. If you need some salt, just go to that place and get some salt, I guess. I don't know. But it was really cool. Again, it was just a gorgeous place. It was a nice place to be educated and learn about. And so we did that. We did the Kona farm. And then we went snorkeling. So this whole tour was kind of a lot about the Captain Cook, I'm not in Disney, Captain Cook, who came to Hawaii and kind of landed there, if you will. So where we snorkeled is where his monument is actually located in that bay. It was absolutely beautiful. It was probably the best snorkeling experience I've ever had in my life. I guess because I'm used to stuff in the Caribbean, perhaps. But basically, they take you on a nice long boat ride. They kind of show you all the lava caves and different areas and how, you know, when they just recently had one of the volcanoes erupt recently. And so they showed us kind of where that was, that recent one was, and things like that. It was just, it's a place full of history for sure. But they took us out, we snorkeled, and we got to snorkel in this great big area. The way the guy described it, he was like, you know, in Nemo, when they say the drop off, and I was like, yeah, that's what it's like. And it truly is. So like some of it, you're like, oh, it's only like 50 feet. Oh, whoa, 100 feet. Oh, sure. And then boom, it just drops off. And that's really quite deep water there. But tons of fish, we saw eel, we saw fish. You can see octopus sometimes, they said. I didn't see any personally, but lots of different fish life. What, clownfish? Dory, we saw Dory. But it was really cool. Yeah, they did say because of Nemo, people did start going there to snorkel, because they were looking for those type of fish because they were there. But it was beautiful. And if you can't swim, no, don't go, because there were no life jackets unless you wanted them. You could also use like a little noodle if you wanted to. But otherwise, they were like, let's do this. Let's snorkel. That was great. Fantastic.
All right. I'm just looking. So that was the last place you stopped at, correct?
Yep, that was the last one. So basically we did that. Yep, that hits all three islands that we saw on the sailing.
So then you had a nice long sail to Vancouver and you got to experience the ship. So is this the first time you've been on a breakaway class ship?
Yep, this is the first time I've been on a Quantum class ship. So that was really exciting for us. It was quite large. We were excited about that. Plenty to do. So we were able to, because again, we had so many days at sea, it really did help feel like we didn't miss anything. So just a few things that are on board. Let's see, bumper cars. You can roller skate. You can do the iFly. You can.
I did that when I did the Quantum last summer. and it is not for the faint of heart. And if you're out of shape, I don't recommend doing the iFly because you have to keep your body perfectly straight, and the wind is kind of bowing your body the wrong direction. And so it really puts a strain on your back muscles. Now, my 12-year-old did fantastic because she's as flexible as any yoga instructor. But for this girl, it was not easy.
So they told me because, well, now we had advantage, right? Because on this particular selling, so on certain sellings, it's free. Alaska, it's not free. You're paying to do it, or you're doing the 1 minute.
Oh, yeah, we pay.
And 1 minute is not enough, so you're going to have to pay. Well, we lucked out because sellings from Hawaii and Australia are free. So we were able to do the full experience. Now, they told me I was able to book it through my app once I boarded, as soon as they started releasing each day to kind of do. Well, I, after talking to them, and they told me that what Donna said, and they said, oh, yeah, you might want to select different types so somebody can video. I was like, oh, I'll just video. I'll take one for the team and video.
they didn't warn me ahead of time.
Luckily, I talked to one of the guys and he had kind of said that. I was like, you know what? I'm okay just taking pictures and videos. My husband and kids absolutely loved it. Now, my son wants to jump out of an airplane anyway. So there you go.
Well, I wanted to try that. I wanted to try skydiving until I did this. And then
until you did the iFly?
Yeah, and then it's like, no, I don't think so.
But it is a great experience. It's a great addition to a ship, too, because it's different. It's outside the box. It's something that you're not going to find on every ship. So that was really cool. I think that was a great option for Royal Caribbean to add. They also, of course, have the North Star. Super cool. I mean, again, because our selling was from Hawaii back, it was complimentary to do the full one. If you're going to Alaska or if you're going to Asia, you're going to be paying for it, but it's worth it. I mean, it was absolutely gorgeous. So we did the short one that just kind of took us up and went down. And then we did what's called the extended version that would normally be extra. And it was great. I mean, definitely really cool just to see, especially depending on where you're going, right? Because you may see some wildlife. It's very, very possible you're going to see something in the ocean. I was looking for whales. I didn't see any because they should have been migrating with us, but I don't know. I don't know who was in the lead, us or the whales, but I didn't see any. That was so cool. But we loved the bumper cars. The bumper cars was a huge hit for all ages. I'm talking like little kid down to the 90-year-old. Yeah, it was, they were ready to bumper car it. And they offered it multiple times, which was great. We rode it every time. Let's see, what else did we, what else was a cool highlight on there for that kind of stuff?
Did you do the laser tag?
Yes. So we were able to do laser tag too. Super cool. Again, a lot of this is just like some of the stuff you kind of just show up and get to do. And then some of it we're actually, you know, booking once we get on board, which was cool. But yeah, laser tag, they had that one day. Let's see.
Is this all stuff they're setting up in the Sportsplex there?
Yes. Yeah, okay. That room is that, I can't even call it a room. It's two stories, first of all. It's massive. I did a whole video on it, so I'm sure you could catch that on my page, but it's massively big. I mean, they turn this little court into everything. Pickleball in the morning. Let's see, basketball throughout the day. Oh, and then we're just going to throw in some roller skating tonight. Like, it just, it transforms to whatever they need it to. And then upstairs we've got...
They've also got the Xbox lounge.
That's exactly what I was going to say, Donna. Yeah, I'm sure your kid, yes, my son, well, even my daughter too, thought it was cool. And it was interesting because we would go a lot in the evenings, like before we get ready for dinner, and you would see similar groups of people. They're just sitting there playing on the Xbox for a little bit, like families. It was cool. But yep, Xbox, they've got ping pong upstairs, foosball tables, things like that. So it was tons to do in that Sportsplex for sure.
I was on the sister ship and we had barely any time to do any, and it's one of those ships that, like you said, there's really so much to do on that ship. I don't think people even realize it, even compared to the other.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, because we did Mariner last was our last one, and there was a lot to do on Mariner, but I feel like there was more to do on here. There's always constantly something in the Sea Flags. They just above and beyond.
I never saw my children if I didn't require them to go to dinner.
Well, now the teens club. So we are just phasing out of the kids club at this point of our life, I guess. And so I had one that loved the teens club this time. It was a cool new added addition, kind of changed things up a little bit, gave a little bit more freedom, flexibility, things like that, which was cool. Yeah. I love that they have stuff like that on the ships though, because it does give something for kids to do separately. Because if I want to go to the Solarium for a little bit and I can't because I got somebody with me, they can go to kids club or teens club and they can enjoy that for a little bit. So that was cool. Even if you aren't doing those activities, I know people say 6 days at sea, like, what did you do? Well, a lot. There's always something going on. So they got trivia. We love some trivia, though. Trivia. Even if I don't know anything, I'll go just pretend. But they did some really cool trivia this time, which was like kazoo trivia. Name that too, kazoo trivia. What? Lindsay, you would have loved it. It was hysterical. They're playing these songs, and you have to guess what the song is with a kazoo. Like, what?
I love music trivia. This is the best, but I've never heard it on a kazoo.
It was hilarious. I'm using it at my next party. And then they did like finish the lyrics. So there was one microphone and you had to run up to finish the lyric. Hilarious. My 14-year-old thought he heard Let It Go. Oh, he was at that mic for any other little girl was going to be him to Let It Go. It's just things like that. This is really fun. Family, you know, we're all just having a good time. They did, of course, if you are into working out, sports, things like that, of course, that is always available. If you don't know how to play pickleball, learn how to play pickleball before you get on a cruise ship. Like, there you go. My recommendation.
It's a thing now. It's all the
cool. It is.
Tournaments all the time. Or if you want to learn, if you sing or think you can sing, sign up for karaoke because we'll let you do that too. But there's just all throughout the day. Of course, check your cruise planner. It's incredible. Or not the cruise planner. Well, you can check your app through the cruise planner. Or you can be like me and want the compass all the time. Cruise compass, yes, deliver it to my stateroom. I highlight.
Did you hang out in the music hall, Kristen?
We did. That is where a lot of the trivia was, Lindsay.
The music hall is great.
Well, it's like two stories. There's a great bar on both levels. We were primarily on the bottom level because that's where you could, you know, kind of participate more in the trivia on the bottom level. But the upper level was great. It had pool tables, plenty of seatings. You could actually watch people dancing on the dance floor from the TV on deck, on the second deck of the music hall. But it was great. We thought it was a great use of space for sure. They did a great job with that. Super fun. Lots to do in there.
Do you remember if they did live band karaoke on there?
Like they did live band karaoke? Mm-hmm. They definitely did a lot of karaoke every night. Like they even had it at the end of the selling competition, like final rounds. Or you could go and watch it in the 270, like in the big theater 270 on the back of the ship. So that was cool.
All the way in 270? It's supposed to be in that nice dark area where it's anonymous.
Yeah, they were back there singing. That was a really cool space too. It's pretty back there for sure. A big theater back there, if you will.
Did you go?
All right, so let's move on to food.
Oh, food. Okay.
You ate at the main dining room. Did you do specialties too? Give us a little lay of everything.
We did not do specialties. I'm sorry. One day we'll get there, but with the age of the kids. And let me just say, I'm not a foodie. I'm very picky. So that presents a little bit of a. Azumi didn't have the cook in front of you traditional like Japanese style restaurants. I would have done that had they had that, but they didn't. They've got all that. They've got Chops. They've got Wonderland. They've got Azumi. They've got what else do they have? Jamie's. So they've got several specialty restaurants that if you want to, I definitely, if you've been on the other ships, same. It's the same. So if you've been on any of the Oasis class ships, it's the same type specialty dining that you could enjoy if you wanted to. We did all main dining this time for dinner, and it was good. They do have the new menus out.
Mm-hmm.
Leave it at that.
Oh, no.
Leave it at that. Again, I'm a picky eater. And so I would like to have more than one option if it's a theme night, because the new menus are all themed, which is great, except for, I mean, I love steak, but that was like my only option most nights if I didn't want, I don't know, something exotic or something that I just was like, I don't want to eat that. Yeah. So that does, you know, limit for some things like that. But I tried, like I did try a couple of things that I was like, okay, I'll try this because this is what's special for this night. And I give it a go and it was okay. But it would be nice if they brought a couple of more options back for us picky people.
Good to know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember what was the fast food? Is it the fish restaurant? What is the, or is it tacos by the pool? What was the fast food
on board?
Option?
They do have a taco stand by the pool, and then they've got a noodle bar near the pool.
Mm-hmm. And that's new, because I think Donna said she had not eaten there. Now that's extra, but you could go and share something. I think I've heard people that they kind of shared some stuff. Another couple on the ship that we met, they went there for lunch and they said it was really good. I don't know. It was good. I do feel like overall the dining was a good experience. Again, you're going to get mixed reviews, whoever you talk to, as far as food goes. I feel like overall the breakfast and main dining probably was the best I've ever had, ever. It was really, really good. Yeah. Which I was quite surprised. I mean, we like doing main dining for breakfast every now and then, but we did it on almost every day because it was that good. We just were really impressed. Yeah. It was a good experience. Overall, the food was good. The quality was good. It just, some of the options, I was like, it's just not my cup of tea. It's okay.
All right. But, how about a rundown of entertainment on the ship?
Oh, yes. So we got to see several different things. We went to as many shows as we could. So okay, so we were able to pre-book. It said 30 days, but it was probably like 32, 35 days. I just happened to go on my app and it was available to book for, let me make sure I call it the right thing, Starwater. And Starwater is the only one that you could pre-book on Quantum. And it took place in the after the ship or the back, in the 270. So it was their new renovated, I guess you could say, is lots of money put into this great theater that the whole back wall is glass and then turns into the production show. It was really good. I mean, they did a really good job. It's very interactive. The cast moves around throughout the whole show and, you know, that kind of thing. Seating is kind of laid back. It's a laid back seating. You're kind of in a comfy chair. Or a comfy couch, if you will. So it was really cool. It's very, very different kind of concept, you know, kind of think outside the box storyline. And then what's that?
We were on, when we did Ovation, there was a show in 270 we got to see. The show was cool, but I had absolutely no idea what the whole premise of the show even was.
Thank you. No, same. We left going, okay, Maybe I just don't think like an artist. I don't, like, it was very outside. That's why I said it's outside of the box. Like, just interpret it however you want. I was not sure what I was supposed to get from it, except for really great music and beautiful production.
So, okay. That's what we got too.
That makes me feel better, George. Thank you. Now, we did see, they had Abbey Road, the Beatles. That was fantastic. My mother is a huge Beatles fan, has every single record to this day, went to their concerts. So that was really cool. And I had no idea I knew that many Beatles songs. Like, no idea. I was like, I can sing of these. What? It was super great. They did a fantastic job. And it helped us on trivia on another day. Then we also got to see, which I thought was the best production on the ship. Like, I'm like, this is the one that they need to have you get a reservation for, because it was in the theater. And Beatles, the Abbey Road one was also in the theater too. But this one in the theater was called Sonic Odyssey. It was fantastic. I mean, wow. Definitely, if you're on the ship, go see it. I guess it was a guy from America's Got Talent who created this whole activity, or this whole activity, this whole show premises or whatever. Well, he's got a harp that is connected, and he is just playing the harp that's connected to the top of the balcony from where he's standing on the stage. And he's playing this huge harp and just tons of drums and things like that. Or it was amazing. Definitely go see it. So yeah, that was my favorite for sure. And then we also went to see Sequins and Feathers. Which
I saw that one.
Did you? Now here's yep. My only thing. I have younger kids, okay? And maybe I'm just a little bit particular. But I wish they would put 18 and up, or maybe 16. Because it was definitely geared towards an older crowd, for sure. Oh, it's you know, runway, New York, Vegas. It was
Vegas showgirls.
It was very Vegas showgirls.
They no, didn't show any extra skin or anything. Covered.
I just was like, you know, I think this is more for an older crowd than my 11-year-old, for example. Although she thought it was very fun, she enjoyed the music. It was great. They did a fantastic job. The dancers and the outfits what they had were phenomenal. It was a great big production. I just was kind of like, maybe I shouldn't have taken like my 11 to 14-year-old. Should have gone myself. But it was beautiful. Well done. Those are the main ones we saw. There could have been a couple of others. I mean, there was a comedy show. We didn't go to that. It just kind of depended what was, you know, what time something was happening versus dinner and things like that. So, yeah.
Did they have a Studio B?
No.
Ice skating?
No, they don't. No ice skating. So instead they have the roller skating, but the roller skating is not a production. But that's a good question, George, because most of them do have like an ice skating theater where you can go watch a show, and they didn't. It's primarily either 270 or the Royal Theater.
Okay.
Well, this is an interesting ship too, because it doesn't have the huge like four-story, three-story promenade, you know, lobby type bar. It's actually a little more compartmentalized than other Royal Caribbean ships.
That's a good way to put it, Donna. It is. You're right. It's like, this is where this is located. This is where this is located. I mean, I did find the back that the area where 270 is located is very beautiful. That's where Jamie's Italian is going to be. That's where, like, if you're an art collector, it's going to be back there. And they do have a restaurant that's included. Complimentary meal, if you will, for breakfast, lunch, sandwiches and things like that. So it was just a really pretty area to walk through. It's kind of, I don't know. The decorations they did to it just made it very soothing, if you will. That's a good question.
All right. So you finally get to Vancouver. What did you do while you were there?
Ooh, well, thank you for flight delays, right? Thank you that flights get bombed. I was like, really? I will say my daughter has always wanted to go to Canada. I don't know why, but she's been begging to go to Canada for like a year. And I was like, well, here you go. Vancouver, bam. I mean, that's supposed to be the best place. So we were able to do a tour. We did a tour through Royal Caribbean because it included our transfer afterwards. So it included getting to the actual excursion, and then it included getting us back to the airport in time for our flight home. So that was nice. So we were able to go and do some hiking. We went to Shannon Falls and we hiked up to, they kind of bring you to the entrance of that area. And I feel like Lindsay probably knows this area really well. But like they took us to that park and we were able to walk up and see Shannon Falls. Absolutely gorgeous. Like, I didn't realize how beautiful Vancouver really is. I mean, I had no idea. It's absolutely gorgeous. So we walked up to that and then walked back down. And then they took us to do the sea to sky gondolas. So we were able to ride up the gondolas to, I guess, the park up there, if you will, and see more of the mountains and kind of look down. And there's a nice restaurant up there that you can eat at or get coffee and hot chocolate and things like that. And then you're able to walk. There's tons of trails up there that you can walk. I mean, you could spend hours just walking around up there. And then the gondola brings you back down, which is a cool ride too. Now, if you're afraid of heights, maybe it wouldn't be so cool for you, but it was absolutely beautiful just to ride up for sure.
I'm glad you got to spend time there, because I feel like sometimes people discount the amount of time that they're going to want to spend in Vancouver. And she's kind of like the, you know, like those 80s movies where they, like, the girl's already smoking hot and then they put lip gloss on her all of a sudden and now everybody sees her. But that's Vancouver for me, because there's much to do, so many things.
Yeah, I had no idea. Like, I told my husband, I was like, we need to come back. Like, that's how, because I feel like I would like to have seen Stanley Park. That would have been really cool to go through there. And that was one of the excursions. You could do that and kind of look around the area and then take like maybe the train or something that they have there, some kind of something that will take you to the airport.
Markets. And I know you're not a foodie and you're picky about food, but there's such a diverse amount of food in Vancouver. It's phenomenal. You could take a different themed food tour
and that's go through cool. It's see, that'd be cool. Fun. Okay, well, I mean, it would have been nice to stay overnight there and just enjoy that. But it, you know, some people have to go back to work. So, you know. Like, yeah. But
It's always nice time.
But it was cool because we got to see two different types of mountain ranges, right? Because in Hawaii, we saw, you know, lush, you know, green mountainous, if you will. And then we get to Vancouver and it's like, oh, that has snow on it still. We didn't see snow this year in North Carolina, so that was quite a treat. But the weather was absolutely gorgeous. Like, I was really worried because I don't do well in the cold. And Vancouver's weather was perfect for us, so very nice.
Cool. All right. So the cruise is over. Give us an idea of what you thought overall about the cruise and the Hawaii itinerary.
Ah, I loved it. I thought it was really, really great. I would have liked if there were a couple more ports in Hawaii, if we could have gone maybe one more island. But I think based on what somebody said, it's maybe location, it would take too long to then get to Vancouver. And because this is a crossover cruise, is their whole point in doing this is they're bringing it back to the Alaska season to do its, you know, do their sellings in Vancouver to Alaska. They just couldn't have time for that. But overall, great experience. I mean, we chose to cruise because I knew that just numbers-wise, money-wise, my food would already be there. So I can go and do an excursion and I can come back and I can eat on board and things like that. And my room travels with me. So I'm getting to see places and still have my same bed and not unpack more than once. So that was great. I Quantum was a great ship. I would definitely recommend it to guests. It had so much to do. If you can't, you know, have a lot of days at sea, you might miss some things on board because there is so much to do, but it's well worth it. If for any age, I think it's great for families or single sailors or, you know, couples maybe just going.
Great. Thank you very much. That's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We'd love to hear from you. Once again, we want to thank Kristen for joining us tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
On behalf of Donna, Lindsay, and myself, George, thanks for joining us this week. Gotta fly.